This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Citizen lawsuits drop from pesticide ban. Wine for cows. Stabenow and Thompson show their cards. Rodenticide bill drops citizen lawsuits. Assemblymember Laura Friedman of Glendale has shelved an unprecedented attempt to enable residents to sue pesticide companies on behalf of animals. The concept stemmed from California's contentious Prop 65 cancer warning labels, which businesses have long condemned as enabling so-called frivolous lawsuits. Friedman amended AB 2552 recently to instead authorize the Attorney General to bring legal action against any person who violates the rules on selling first-generation anticoagulants. But ag groups still oppose the measure, arguing lawmakers should trust regulatory agencies to set limits on use and enforce the laws. Now, keep in mind, according to ag lobbyist Taylor Roshan, AB 2552 is the fifth bill this session targeting pesticides under the premise the state is not moving fast enough to protect the public or the environment. Roshan had a warning for the most recent committee considering the bill. She said, quote, "If we keep legislating products away without ensuring there are alternatives or at least a process to register alternatives, we will forever be in a feedback loop." The Department of Pesticide Regulation, she explained, will continue to be underfunded if lawmakers step in to ban the products that drive its revenue through the mill assessment on pesticide sales. And lawmakers would continue to blast EPR for not acting fast enough as it bans more products. You can read about Friedman's paraquat ban in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. A new wine to cow movement? California's large wine industry could help to reduce methane emissions from dairy cow digestion. UC Davis researchers have discovered that added fresh grape pomace to alfalfa feed can reduce enteric emissions about 10%. The preliminary findings suggest the byproducts could serve as a low-cost solution to help the state reach its 40% reduction goal for the short-lived climate pollutant. The grape pomace has also improved the feed quality and increased healthy fats. And the cows, quote, absolutely love it, according to Amasis Kabrib, an animal science professor who led the project. Stabenow releasing farm bill. Thompson outlines his version. There is big news today on the farm bill front. The House and Senate Agriculture Committees are making dueling moves on the partisan standoff over a new bill. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan is releasing a complete bill titled the Rural Prosperity and Food Security Act. A committee staffer says the legislation will include provisions from more than 100 bipartisan bills. In the House, Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania is out today with a high-level summary of his bill that broadly describes each title. While the summary provides few details, the bill includes some modifications to the price loss coverage and agriculture risk coverage, and it authorizes an expansion of base acres for PLC and ARC. The bill also includes provisions intended to address Proposition 12, the California law setting standards for pork and eggs sold in the state. The conservation title brings Inflation Reduction Act funding into the bill, with some of the money allocated to the Conservation Reserve Program. Committee debate on the bill is set for May 23rd. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. CAFO panel's membership is set. A new subcommittee formed under the Federal Advisory Committee Act will look at how to reduce nutrients and other water pollutants from animal feeding operations. EPA announced 21 members of the Animal Agriculture and Water Quality Subcommittee yesterday. The first meeting will be held May 30th and 31st at EPA headquarters. Members were appointed from farm and environmental groups, state agencies, and dairy and cattle operations. Among the entities, Earth Justice, Food and Water Watch, the Iowa Environmental Council, Pennsylvania Farm Bureau, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, Five Rivers Cattle Feeding, Indiana State Poultry Association, Idaho Dairymen's Association, and the National Pork Board. EPA proposes to cancel most uses of insecticide. EPA is proposing to cancel all but one of the uses for acephate insecticide, citing increased dietary risk from drinking water as well as worker, homeowner, and ecological risks. The organophosphate, trade name include Orthene, currently registered for agriculture uses, including cotton and soybeans. EPA's proposal would allow the use for tree injection. The American Soybean Association promptly questioned the proposal. Luke Sayas, an ASA director and soybean grower in DeVille, Louisiana, said, "He's troubled by what a ban on acephate could mean for my farm and our community. We currently have very few tools to manage destructive insect pests, like in this case, red-banded stink bugs, which can inflict significant yield loss if not managed." ASA plans to, quote, "carefully examine the agency's acephate claims to ensure they are supported by sound science," Mayes said. The Center for Biological Diversity's Environmental Health Science Director Nathan Donnelly called acephate, quote, "exceptionally dangerous to human health," and said, quote, "it rightly belongs in the dustbin of history." The proposed decision comes with a 60-day comment period. In the meantime, a 3-year study commissioned by CropLife America says corn, cotton, and soybean yields would decline by up to 70% without pesticides. The study performed by the University of Arkansas researchers also says farming the crops without pesticides could use 3 times more land, water, energy, and greenhouse gas emissions, CropLife said. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 1st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.